Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I am Amanda Quinn.
And I'm Laura Jackson.
And Laura, in today's podcast, we're going to be talking about my favorite topic and maybe sort of one of your least favorite topics.
I already know what it is. Don't even tell me.
I'm putting you on the spot. We're talking about stretching today, people. This is exciting. And I know like you might be like stretching, boo, because a lot of people like to skip stretching. But I'm here to tell you about why you don't want to be a skimpy stretcher. The top three reasons why you want to add stretching to the mix. I'm like the stretching pusher. Like I think I am. Like I genuinely am always like, everybody should stretch. It's the same way I feel about like entrepreneurship. I'm like, do it, start your own business. I'm like, do it, stretch your body. Like, I just think that both of those things are just equally as important in a good life.
I just feel like I have like stretch envy. Like I see all these people who are like super limber and like really zen and all like flexible. And I just am like, I just feel like I look at them and I'm like, oh, I wish I could be like that. But it's just, I don't enjoy it. I don't.
What is it that you don't enjoy though? Is it like the feeling of it, or is it just like because you have to sit still and kind of like hold things, and like is it just like you get antsy, you get anxious, you get bored? Like what is it about it that you're just, or is it just because you feel like it's time consuming because you already do your other workouts? Like what part of it do you not like, or is it all of that, all of what I just said?
Probably all of it. Like it's, yeah. I think one of the main things is I get bored. Uh-huh. Because like I'm one of those people who I always have to be doing something. Like I'm not good at sitting still, and I'm not good at that kind of stuff, which is probably means I need it the most. Yeah. But like after I've already done, especially because I work out in a gym. So my main thing is I lift weights. I'm on a 5-day split and I do some cardio. So I lift weights in the gym and I'll do cardio either outside or in the gym. But the gym is not kind of my vibe. Like that's why we started Fit Chicks, was the whole thing. We wanted group programs that were outside and like women getting together and indoors, outdoors, but not in a gym setting. So for me, like I don't really enjoy being at the gym, but I need to be at the gym to get access to the heavy weights. So I had to shift my mentality about that. You know what I mean? Like, cause I love lifting. So I'm not going to have massive amounts of weights in my home unless I build my own home gym, which is on my vision board. However, that's a whole other topic. But yeah, so anyways, long story short is I just think once I'm in there and I'm done the workout, I want to get out. So I always tell myself, I have good intentions. I always tell myself, Laura, you will stretch when you get home. And then it never happens.
Well, I mean, and I think the reason why I'm putting you on the spot is because I think that your story and your process is probably very similar to a lot of people's, because a lot of people probably have really great intentions because they're like, okay, I really am going to stretch. I want better range of motion. I want flexibility. I want to be more limber. But it just doesn't happen. They just don't get around to it. Right. And it just like, that's totally normal. And it's kind of like human behavior, especially once you've finished your workout, like for you to be like, oh, I'm going to do it when I get home. That's like probably the hardest thing to do, because you're like, you're in it when you're at the gym, you're like doing your workout, you're in that headspace. But as soon as you get home, you have like a million other things that you're thinking about or wanting to do. So it's like the last thing you want to do is like now go back to doing like more physical work, right?
So well, yeah, and it's weird because I'm not super flexible, obviously. Like I'm not in a pretzel, you know what I mean? But I do have a lot of flexibility within my body. So depending on the movements, you know what I mean? Like I always joke around, I'm like, oh, I can't even like do a high kick. I can't even kick my legs straight because my hamstrings are so tight. But it's weird though, but I've always been very good at backbending. Like I have
that's probably like just like mobility and range of motion, like within your spine. It could also be the way that you're moving too, right? Because if you're doing it correctly and you're lifting properly through your lower back, you'll actually have a good range of motion that way.
Yeah, like I just think I have a lot of flexibility within my, I always have had a lot of flexibility within my back. I don't know, the backside of my body. Like it's weird. Like even laying on my stomach, I can bring like my feet up over my head. But when it comes to certain things, like there's certain, you know, especially within my legs, I have very tight hip flexors, I have very tight hamstrings. That's where I end up with a lot of tightness. So I do need to do it more, but I just don't dig it.
Well, okay. Well, we're going to talk today about why you need to be learning to dig it, why you should be adding stretching to the mix. So the first thing is what we were just talking about, which is enhanced range of motion, because a lot of us, you have a really good range of motion, obviously in your back, but a lot of us we have limited range of motion, and that's just like over time, we kind of build, like all of our muscles get tighter, they get weaker too from just like sitting all the time and from doing like heavy lifting or weights or running or any kind of motion that is like, you know, repetitive will oftentimes, especially, okay, so like the biggest place where people have like the most tightness I find is in their ball and socket joints, like their hips and their shoulders, because those are technically the joints that should be able to go like full circle, right? Because they're a ball and socket. So it should technically be able to like have a full range of motion. But oftentimes you end up tightening all the muscles around it so much that you actually can't, you know, you can maybe move your leg up and down, but you can't move it side to side. You can't go all the way in a circle kind of thing. So it's really important though, to be able to have that enhanced range of motion, because if not, you actually are limiting your daily motions. So just day-to-day movements become more challenging. They become more difficult. They become, more limiting in the sense of, you know, like even simple things like running will become more challenging as you get tighter in your motions. And also once you start getting so tight in your hip joints, for example, you can then start causing injuries in your lower back or potential injuries in your knees because you now are not having that range of motion. And you'll also just feel really stiff. And basically, you know, they say like one of the things like, so things even like wearing high heels and like any kind of like, obviously like any kind of strenuous exercise can do this. This can limit your range of motion. So you have to be able to pay attention to your body and learn how to basically stretch, open up. So stretching, foam rolling and that kind of thing, even using like tennis balls underneath your joints to like roll on them if you don't have a foam roller, is a really good way to just open up a little bit more and increase your range of motion.
And I agree, but I like, let's get real here. Uh-huh. For someone like me and for someone who's like a million of our listeners, they're not, I'm choking. Sorry. They're not
all good
whipping out the foam roller and the tennis ball, you know what I mean? Every day too. And the thing with flexibility is you have to work on it ongoing. Like it's not like the one yoga class you do once a month, you know, like, so what is something then that you would recommend for our listeners to do every single day to improve their range of motion that literally will take them, and I'm asking this selfishly too, because I need this answer, that will literally take them less than 5 minutes.
Okay. So the best answer to that is I would say you want to recommend like dedicate at least 10 minutes. So 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at night. 5 minutes in the morning when you first wake up, start by literally doing, so in yoga, we have these things called sun salutations. Okay. And so sun salutations are basically like, I call them like the yoga warm up, right? So it's, and we can post a image on our blog. So if you check out fitchicks.ca, we can add a picture of what a sun salutation looks like. So you can see the step by step. But if you do a sun salutation and you do that for like maybe about 5 rounds in the morning, and there is options, you have a low impact option and you have a higher impact variation. So you have variations. So even if you're someone who's just starting out, you do have variations on your knees, et cetera, small cobras. If you do that, you'll warm up your body, but you'll also be getting into, because sun salutations basically work through your entire body from your feet all the way to your hands, like to the top of your head. Because you have to move everything consistently to move through it, the flow, the sequence. So if you do that first thing in the morning, and then for 5 minutes, literally, And then at the end of the day, my recommendation, and it's also good because it's actually, because it's movement. So it's dynamic stretching essentially. So you will start getting your blood flowing, your heart pumping, and just get your body to wake up. And then at the end of the day, my recommendation would be to do 5 minutes of static holds. So depending, of course, on where your range of motion is, like where you're limited, I would recommend just simple things like forward bends. Like you could do seated forward bending. You can do standing ones, which I prefer. I actually prefer doing standing stretches versus seated. I feel like the feeling of like gravity pulling me down helps me get longer and more into the movement. And then you can also incorporate, so like I was saying, a lot of times it's like hips and shoulders that are really tight. So if you do a forward fold, standing forward fold, and you interlace your hands behind your lower back, and you try to raise your hands up from your lower back, and you hold that, you're then opening it through your shoulder joints and you're opening up through your hip joints, your lower back, your hamstrings, everything. So you can really get into your entire body through just one movement. So that would be sort of my recommendation is like literally you take 5 minutes in the morning, you do sun salutations to like warm up the body, but also to get into that range of motion. And then at night you just hold and you find the poses that work best for your body. And when I say work best, I don't mean the ones that you find like super easy that you're like, check me out, I can do this so easy. You want to do the things that are like challenging and that you can actually feel in your body, because that's where you're going to be pushing your body a little bit further, opening up a little bit deeper and getting into the parts that, you know, I always say when I'm teaching my yoga classes that you want to like get to the part that feels kind of like uncomfortable, and that's where you want to stay. You don't want to be in the part that's like ease. You want to have that uncomfortable, and then you want to get a little bit comfortable in that uncomfort. Does that help you?
Yes. Even though I still don't know, I still think sun salutations are a little too complicated for me.
No. It's literally like how many moves? Like, I don't know, like 8 moves. It's nothing crazy. And because if you're doing it on your own pace, right? So if you're looking at it and you're looking at a diagram, or you can even Google it, you can Google it, or you can YouTube it and you can check it out and you can do a step-by-step. If you're going through it, and you're going through it at your own pace, so you're not in a yoga class where you're having to keep up and you're trying to like match your breath to the movement and you're trying to move through it quickly, especially if you're just starting out. If you're doing that on your own and you're just like really going nice and slow and controlled through each movement, you will feel your body opening up. And then eventually it will become more of like a practice, like a daily movement practice. And then it becomes, with practice makes perfect, right? So it gets easier. It gets like you get more, I wouldn't say easier, because sun salutations are never easy. They're never like but it will get easier in terms of like the sequencing and the flow of it.
Okay, I will try them.
They're so good for you. And just try, if anyone is going to look for them and Google them or like YouTube them, look for sun salutations A. So there's A and B. Do the A. The B sequencing, I would recommend once you feel really comfortable with the A, then you can add in the B sequencing. The B sequencing just adds in a couple of more extra steps. But if you're someone who's just starting out and you've never done these before, A is the perfect one to go with because it's more of the basics. It's more breaking it down.
Good to know. Uh-huh.
All right. So yeah, so enhanced range of motion is like the number one reason why you want to be... Oh,
apparently we have a background dance party going on.
Is that Britney Spears?
Yes, it is.
Are you stretching right now to Britney?
Well, that just came out of nowhere.
Wow. But it was a really fitting song. It was stronger. I should never do that again. I'm sorry to all of our listeners.
She wanted to join the stretch party.
Okay, so... So the number one is range of motion. The number two reason why you do not want to be a skimpy stretcher is if you are skimping out on your stretching, you are increasing your risk of injury as well as increasing pain and stiffness in your body, right? Because when you stretch, you are actually, it won't prevent injury, but research shows that it will play an important role in reducing the possibility of injury. So there's no way of preventing injury, of course, because injuries are going to happen. Especially if you're doing things with improper form, etc. But when you stretch and you open up and your joints, your tendons, your muscles, you are essentially warming up your body for the work Dynamic stretches, as I was talking about with the sun salutations, are a great way to get the body flow moving, the heart rate pumping, blood moving through your body, and all of your joints warm, because cold muscles and tendons are more likely to strain, sprain, or rupture. So just flat out, like, if you are not warming up before you do a workout, you're definitely putting yourself at more of a risk of strain, sprain, or rupturing. And then, of course, static stretching, as I was talking about what to do at nighttime, static stretching is also the type of stretching that you want to do at the end of a workout. So static stretching is for the end, which is, static stretching is basically when you're holding stretches and you're getting really deep and lengthening your muscles, reducing your lactic acid buildups. But dynamic stretches is the opposite. It's dynamic movements, okay? So think about those two things, but really important, because who wants to get injured, right? Like, the last thing you want to do is be like, okay, I'm on this like new fitness routine, I'm trying to get healthy, I'm trying to incorporate these things, and then you injure yourself because you weren't properly warmed up. And then now everything has to be sidetracked again. So pay attention to your body.
Well, the thing I think a lot of times, and I do warm-ups, so I do dynamic stretching. It's just the static stretching at the end. I don't do for very long, but a lot of times we think that for warm-ups that it has to be something that's complicated, but it could be as simple as, you know, if you're going to be doing, let's say if you're doing high intensity interval training, that's total body. It could be as simple as doing a total body warm-up, like arm circles, hip circles, doing some like partial lunges, you know, things that are just, that are going to actually be in line with the workout that you're doing, but you're just preparing your body. And I think it's always good to really tie in your warm up with the moves that you're going to do, because it's that mind body connection. It's not just
stretching.
Yeah. Like, it's not just actually like starting, you know, it's not just warming up the muscles you're going to be using, but it also prepares your mind for good form, I think, and brings that kind of together. Mm-hmm. Because we're like human beings, we like repetition, you know, that's kind of how we're built. We really like things that are repetitive, and that's how we learn. So the more we do things, the more it goes from being, you know, having to think about it to becoming more on a subconscious level. I also love for warm-ups too, if you're doing weightlifting, is to do a couple of sets with a really lightweight, just to get, again, that muscle, you know, the blood flowing to the muscle, or getting the mind muscle connection, or doing it without any weights.
Yeah, no, for sure. And that's also a good way, not only to warm up, but it's also a good way to cool down, right? So if you are someone who's lifting heavy, a good way to cool down your body, because a cool down doesn't necessarily just mean static stretching. A cool down does also mean just like lowering your heart rate and bringing everything sort of back to about 100, 120 beats per minute. And so when you're doing that, oftentimes people just go from like heavy lifting to just like, oh, hitting the ground and doing static stretching. And it's not always the best approach. So sometimes for a cool down, it's also a really good way of doing it before you go into your static stretches, because the static stretches are really what we're talking about. And that's really what's important.
Well, yeah. And you can also, you know, obviously you can use your foam roller if you are so inclined.
Yeah.
You can also use, a lot of people use resistance bands to help with warm-ups. But the thing I want, you know, everyone to take away too out of that is just that you don't need to make it so complicated. And I find obviously with the fitness industry, everyone wants to make things, you know, whatever the hottest trend is, and things need to constantly be new and different. And, but it also can make things really overwhelming. So like literally, if you can do arm circles and you can do hip circles, you are already doing an amazing stretching warm up.
Totally. One thing though, that I do want to add to, when we're talking about adding sort of stretches to reduce injury, is one thing that you want to avoid though is doing any of that like bouncing. So, you know, you know, like back in the day, like I found that was like a very like old school approach to static stretching, where it wasn't really static. It was kind of like that little pulse, that little push every single time. And when you do that, you're basically taking like any kind of the control sort of out of the movement, right? Because you're bouncing and you're pushing into it. And you can cause injuries so easily that way. Same thing with, if you're ever practicing in like hot yoga. So hot yoga is like super huge, right? Like we all know, like I'm sure all of our listeners have heard about hot yoga. Some may practice it, some may not. Some may want to try it. One of the things with that is common is that people do get injured in it because your body is so warm. So it's like you've done this crazy workout because your body, your muscles, your tendons are warm from the heat. And then all of a sudden you become more flexible. You become a little bit more limber. And when that happens, sometimes you'll push yourself a little bit further than maybe you should. And that can lead to injuries. So just really be, if you are doing hot yoga, just be really aware of your body and know your limitations and pay attention to the feeling in your body, as opposed to just like, you know, trying to compete with the person next to you or trying to like, you know, get something like something ego related in your brain where you're like, no, I have to do this. Like, let go of that and just think about like how your body feels.
For shizzle.
All right. And then the third reason why you do not want to be a skimpy stretcher is nothing to do really physically, but it's to do with, well, it is physical, but it's also psychological. It reduces stress. When you stretch, and I know it sounds crazy because you think of stretching just as like body to like, you know, you want to be able to do the splits kind of thing, but stretching also helps reduce stress because, it's basically proven that it's basically regular stretching has been known to reduce mental tension. And when it's combined with mindful breathing techniques, it may also help to decrease anxiety as well as depression feelings.
Well, and it's interesting because when you start to look at like health and energy from more of like, or health from more of an energy perspective, because there's all different types of modalities for like health and for healing, right? Like mm-hmm. one is fitness, one is nutrition, one is obviously energy work, you know, meditation, using the mind. Like there's so many different ways to heal your body or to help reach your goals. But from an energy perspective, when it comes to letting go, a lot of times it's believed that anxiety is trapped energy. So when you start to be able to open up the body and open up the pathways to be able to let that energy flow through your body and release, then it really helps to get rid of those, that trapped energy.
Totally.
Because when you feel anxious and you feel all like, I don't know, everyone's anxiety is different, but usually it feels a lot like, you know, you're short of breath. Like
you almost feel like you're buzzing on the inside.
Yeah. Like that's what I think of it almost like frenetic energy, like these little ping pong balls, like inside of you. And it's just like, it's almost like that's the panic attack. You need to get it out. So a lot of times that's why, you know, moving, meditation, exercise, anything that kind of helps to get that blood flow and opening up your chakras and opening up your chi, like it can really help to reduce that anxiety. And I think stretching is the same way. It just opens up the pathways.
Of course. Yeah, no, for sure. And I think, you know, one of the things like as a result of like poor posture, repetitive movements, improper body mechanics, spending long periods of time sitting, like we were talking about before, muscles in the body can become chronically tense. Like your body can just become tense because you're always in that same movement or in that same sort of like seated position. So then your muscles become tight, they become contracted, and they become less strong, less supple, and also, like I said, chronic tension. So when you regularly stretch, you're basically utilizing a variety of flexibility training techniques, and you improve your overall function by ensuring that the body can move more effectively, respond to stress imposed by those movements and activities. So essentially what you're doing is you are kind of reversing the effects of poor posture or reversing the effects of sitting for long periods of time. I keep using sitting because we all sit for so long. Like unless you have one of those like treadmill desks, you're probably someone who sits for anywhere from like 6 to 10 hours a day at a desk, right? And then we go home and we have dinner and whatever, and we sit for dinner, and then we, you know, oftentimes majority of people sit and like watch TV. And so we're like sitting and sitting and sitting and sitting. And so your body is just chronically becoming more tense, more tight. And so you need to find a way to counteract that, because that's stress in the body. And so you need to like learn to like reduce that.
Well, and recently too, even a friend of ours, she just, you know, she works out regularly. She eats well, takes care of herself. And just from the amount of sitting that she's been doing, she didn't even do anything like out of the blue, and her back just went into spasms. Yeah. And you know, a lot of that is because, again, it's just you're constantly, it's the repetitive motion and repetitive for your, like, well, repetition for your, for learning habits is a good thing for your body. It can put a lot of strain or it triggers things. So when you're like, when you're sitting for long periods of time, you're also cutting off a lot of energy pathways. Like when you're sitting, you're compressing your spine, you're compressing your pelvis. Like there's so many things that are happening that just by even getting up from your desk. And I, again, I know this is hard because a lot of people, they're like, when am I going to do this? Or I can't remember to do it, but there's apps out there that you can download that will actually just bing on your phone every like 30 minutes for you just to stand up at your desk and maybe do a couple forward bends. Or, you know what I mean? Like do a, like a few stretches while you're at your desk just to keep the blood flowing and to keep the energy flowing and to make sure that you're not getting, you know, that long-term stress of just sitting. And I also think it's important again for the emotional side, just to keep things moving.
Yeah, 100%. And I know to add to what you were saying too, there's also, there's some like really, really good videos that you can just download that show really cool, like easy stretching techniques for, especially for people like, okay, so majority of people carry a lot of stress, in their shoulders, in their traps area. So up by like, you know, between your neck and your shoulders, you're kind of like, you carry a lot of tension there. There's also a lot of tension being held in hips. Hips is oftentimes, they say, more emotional, sort of stuff that you're carrying with you. So if you have a lot of tight hips, a lot of times that's where it's coming from. But when you carry that stress from your neck, oftentimes that can lead to like a lot of headaches, a lot of tension headaches, migraines. You could feel really like just really depleted of energy because you have like this constant weight sort of feeling on your shoulders. So if you Google, even if you don't want to stand up at your desk, because maybe you work in like a cubicle setting and you're like, I don't really want to do like a forward bend at my desk, like in front of all my coworkers.
I don't want to bend and stick my butt into Joe's face at the cubicle next to me.
Exactly. Like maybe I'm just not into that. But there's also some seated steps that you can do. And like literally it helps if you just sit there and you do like just like some neck stretches and some neck rolls, but you have to be mindful of it. So you're not just rushing through it. It's not just like, oh, I'm going to just do this for 30 seconds and then get back to what I'm doing. You have to be mindful of it. You have to pay attention to your body and hold it and breathe through it. And that's the part I think that everyone, going back to what we were saying in the very beginning, where you were saying like you feel bored sometimes, you feel like it's just not your vibe. I think that's the thing that people get so like caught up in is like, it's just like, okay, come on. Like this is so long. This is like 30 seconds. And I felt that way too. Like, don't get me wrong. I've taken a yin yoga class. I used to take them often. And yin yoga classes, for anyone who's looking for like really deep stretches, that's what yin yoga is. And you're holding poses sometimes for up to like 5 minutes and you're just staying in the same pose. And the whole time I'd be holding it, all I'd be doing is thinking like, when is this over? When is this going to end? What is it going? And I love yoga. And, but the whole thing is I was thinking that because it was really hard because as the longer you hold something, the deeper you start getting into it. So my body was basically like screaming at me because it was like, oh my gosh, this is going deeper and deeper and deeper. And I want out of this so bad because it physically hurts. So then my brain was like, when is this done? When is this done? And I'm trying to get out of it because in my head, I just want out so bad. So it's my, I guess my point is that, you know, if you're going to be doing these kinds of stretches, whether it's at home, whether it's at your cubicle, whatever it is, make sure that you are actually being mindful of those movements, but it definitely does help reduce stress. Mindful movement is so important. And I think, you know, like when you start getting into it and you start adding it to your daily routine, you will see a big shift and a big difference. Like I know even for me, I use my yoga practice as much more of a moving meditation. And I know for some people that sounds kind of like, well, how is that possible? Like, how does that work? But once you become really comfortable with movement and sort of flow and understanding of the way that your body feels and the way your body works, eventually you start matching your breath to your movements. And then all you're focusing on is the breath. So even though there's the parts that are really hard and like physically they are challenging, you're not even thinking about that anymore. You're just thinking about your breath in and your breath out. So then your movement matches your breath and everything becomes meditative. So then my stress levels decrease, right? And then my physical body is basically healing itself through its breath and movement.
So true. I wish I could find the motivation that you have or the love of it that you have.
Well, that's the thing. I don't even know if it's motivation. I think it's just, I have such a huge passion for that movement, for that feeling. And I'm not saying for everyone listening, I'm not saying you have to get to that point by any means, but what I am saying is it will help you reduce stress. It will help increase your mobility. It will help you to lengthen your muscles, reduce your lactic acid buildup, so you're not feeling that like stiffness and pain all the time after your workouts, et cetera. So why skimp on your stretches, right? Like why? Why, people? Why? Just do it.
I know.
It's hard. So Laura, what would you say to wrap this up? What would you say for anyone listening today? What would be the number one takeaway you'd like for them to take away from this? Other than don't be a skimpy stretch.
Well, I don't know now. Suddenly I've been fighting a cold and I'm losing my voice again. Okay. And I don't know if this is like divine intervention being like, don't say anything about stretching, but I just think it's do what you can, you know, don't beat yourself up if you're like me. And this is what I tell myself too, so I don't feel bad about things, but mm-hmm. you know, just start small and maybe it's not doing, you know, a yoga class, or maybe it's not stretching after every workout, but even if you just wake up in the morning and do a few stretches or take a moment during the day and just open up, just think about it. That's one thing I do try to think about when I do any type of stretching, is that I'm trying to open up my body mm-hmm. to let that energy flow through it and let it kind of like, it's weird. I always equate stretching not so much with the fitness side of my workouts. I always associate more with like the emotional side. So right. I think it's something that, you know, when you do actually do it, it has a lot of great benefits, but just do small, just do what you can and but make it consistent. Try to aim for 5 minutes.
Try to aim for 5 minutes in the morning. Try to aim for 5 minutes at night to sort of wrap up your day, to ground you again. To add to the idea too of doing it at nighttime, if you are going to be doing stretches at nighttime, try doing stuff that is like hip opening stuff. And if you're not sure what that is, it's literally like forward bends. You can do like figure fours with your legs and, you know, seated figure fours and then stretching forward, or, any kind of stretches where you're opening up your hip joints, because it's proven that it helps ground you. So it grounds your energy. So if you've had like a stressful day, a busy day, et cetera, that will actually help you to sleep. So it's a really good thing. And you don't even have, you could be really passive in your stretches too. You could literally just like hang out in them. You don't have to be actively stretching, standing, stretching, trying to bring your leg above your head kind of thing. It can just be really passive where you could even literally be laying in bed with your feet touching and your knees just falling out to the side. And you just hang out there for like 5 minutes. And eventually in the beginning, it'll just feel really nice. And then eventually it'll start getting really deep, just like that yin yoga stuff I was talking about. But what it will do is it will start to open up your lower back. It'll open up your hip joints, and you just have to breathe into it rather than holding tension through your face or your hands or like thinking about like, when is this going to end? Just breathe into it. So I guess that's kind of my number one takeaway is just, you know, find what's going to work for you, but really try to incorporate it somehow, whether it's after a workout, whether it's in the morning, whether it's at night, or whether it's all of those things. But it doesn't have to be for an hour. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. It doesn't have to be another thing to add to your to-do list. It just has to be something that becomes a little bit more natural in your daily routine, because in the end, it will help you physically and it will help you emotionally, mentally. So it's worth it. It's worth it for that short period of time that you're going to commit. All right. So with that being said, we are going to wrap this baby up. So Laura, what is your, just out of curiosity, are you going to commit? Are you going to do the 5 minutes in the morning? Are you going to try?
Yes, I'm going to try. I'm going to really
try. You're going to attempt. And that's all it takes, right? It's just the mental decision to say, I'm going to try to do this. And that is a big step. So that's great. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
All right. So with that being said, as always, thank you so much for listening today. If you have any questions, if you have any topics you want to hear about, email us info@fitchicks.ca. Also, you can check us out on social media at fitchicks.ca on Instagram and Twitter, and we're at Fitchicks Bootcamp on Facebook. And for anyone who is looking for more info, you're looking to get more involved in your own health, wellness, or you're looking to get certified to start helping other people get more involved, check us out, fitchicksacademy.com. We have a lot of awesome programs coming up, and we'd love to have you join us. So have yourself an amazing day, and we will chat with you again soon. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.